Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Christina Pay from USU Extension. We got a few events to come that we're going to talk about, one old, one new. Christina, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for letting me come.
You know, I guess old's not the best way to put it. It's a return of a fan favorite.
That's right. It's a
good way to look at it, and of course that is the quick and easy diabetes cook-along class. Coming back up for another four sessions, always a hit with the community. You guys get lots of engagement with this one.
We do. We always have full classes. We've had to limit how many we can bring in, but we still have a good time, and people really seem to enjoy cooking the meals and being able to taste the meals to see what they can eat instead of being told what they can't eat.
Now, for people who may not be familiar with the Quick and Easy Diabetes Cook-Along class, can you just kind of explain what people can expect from a class?
Sure, absolutely. You're going to get some basic diabetes, type 2 diabetes education. But in addition to that, we will each session, you will make a meal hands-on with your group. Everybody will be in a group, and you'll prepare a meal and eat the meal. And again, just find out how delicious food can be. And a lot of times diabetics are told, no, 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 and you can't. Well, we're going to show you how you can and still enjoy life and still enjoy food.
You know, it's one of those things that I love about everything USU Extension does is you guys are always kind of putting the power back into the hands of people. Like you said, people with diabetes are always being told, no, you can't eat that. You can't eat that. This is a chance to gain some knowledge on how to create some delicious meals that you can eat regardless of the circumstance.
Absolutely. And then we send you home with a cookbook so that we don't leave you, you know, just hanging out there. You'll have a cookbook with a reminder of not only the education you receive, but a whole variety of menus from entrees to desserts. So,
now registration open right now. Will close on April 24th with registration costing $20. If someone's interested in attending these classes, where can they go sign up?
They can either go onto Eventbrite and just search for the Diabetes Cook-Along class with USU Extension, or you can call our office, which is 435-6. I forgot our phone number, 636-3233.
You know, I don't remember phone numbers. Everything's saved on my cell phone, so I get it completely. Now, that's coming up again, April 27th, 30th, and then May 4th and 7th, that Quick and Easy Diabetes Cook-Along class, always a fan favorite with USU Extension. Kind of moving to the newer side of programs, one that you guys are currently developing right now is going to be a digital literacy for dementia caregivers and aging adults. Now, you and I were talking about this a little bit before we came on air, but just in layman's terms, can you explain what this program is?
Sure. I was talking with Aiden and explaining that there's about 110,000 Utahns who provide informal care to a loved one who may have memory problems and dementia, and what a stress that puts on the caregiver as they try to navigate complex financial situations. A lot of them become the financial power of attorney for their loved one. And they struggle with the emotional and mental health challenges that also come along with that. So in addition to that, they're trying to maintain their own lives and their own situation. So there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of isolation. And but we know we need those caregivers. So this research has been done by in coordination with the Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Research Center and USU Extension. And we have a pilot program that we're going to be presenting to the community. The goal is to enhance the ability of caregivers to access, evaluate, and use digital tools that will help them improve health outcomes and reduce isolation. These are very basic topics, but sometimes they are topics that people don't know about or understand. So it's a four-session workshop. There'll be lots of information. And again, we are always very hands-on, so we'll be doing a lot of hands-on things as well.
And, you know, as we move further and further into the digital age, with the technology ever evolving like it is, it's always good to be able to educate people on what these new things are, because it feels like as technology gets better and better, so too do the scams, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
And they get more and more believable. And, you know, that's one of the things that I love about this. You know, you're going to be learning about protecting your privacy and avoiding scams, using apps to manage medications and appointments, connecting with caregivers, and then, of course, telehealth, which is something that we've seen arise in recent years. So all topics that are going to be very important for caregivers in these situations.
Exactly. And sadly, this particular group of people is often targeted for scams. And so we will, like you said, provide lots of information on how to avoid that. and how to navigate all the other things that come along with that. I know that when I was taking care of my parents, I really would have loved to have had this information. I had to find it all myself, and we're going to give it to you and let you know, have it become part of what you're able to do with your loved one.
So let's run through the nitty gritty for a second. As you mentioned, this is four sessions coming up May 4th, 7th, 11th, and 14th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. out at the Carbon County Senior Center. Again, where can people go to register if they want to participate?
Sure. This, and just as a side note, this is absolutely free. If you'll just go to, you can register again on Eventbrite, or you can call our office and I'll be glad to register you as well.
Now, Christina, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I would just say, look to USU Extension for all the information that you think you don't need or you don't know that you need. We have programming for just about everything, including, and we're going to be building on our senior population as well. So I didn't mention it, that this class also is for those who are seniors 60 and over who might need additional help too. So.
You know, it's one of those things where you guys are always doing so much for our community, a wealth of knowledge out at USU Extension. Christina, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Again, our guest, Christina Pei from USU Extension. We're talking about a few fun upcoming events for USU Extension. Starting off, we got the Quick and Easy Diabetes Cook-Along class coming up April 27th and 30th, with sessions additionally on May 4th and 7th. Registration for that open on Eventbrite. Then a new event coming to the Castle Country, Digital Literacy for Dementia Caregivers and Aging Adults. Another four sessions on May 4th, 7th, 11th, and 14th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. out at the Carbon County Senior Center. Registration is free and open on Eventbrite. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.